weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
A group of Cambridge nursery schools are to protest against changes that they say will bring problems for nursery provision in the city. Parents and supporters of the city's nursery schools will be gathering at the Fields Nursery School in Barnwell tomorrow morning to draw attention to the proposed cuts and will be persuading the public to back their campaign to save their schools. The five Cambridge-based nursery schools, Brunswick, the Fields, Colleges, Homerton and Histon will be represented along with Huntingdon Nursery School. Joining me on the line now is Ricky Waldo. She is the head of the Fields. Good afternoon, Ricky. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're very welcome, Julian. Thank you.
You might have to do a bit of explaining to me on this, because I thought that there was supposed to be free childcare available for 3 and 4-year-olds anyway. So presumably there's some reorganisation in the works, which is going to affect that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important just within this idea of free childcare to kind of understand where nursery schools are featuring in all the...
Because there's different sorts, isn't there? Because there's ones with qualified teachers and there's others with very, very good people, but they don't necessarily have the teaching qualifications.
Yeah, I mean that is right. I think what we are trying to highlight really is the concerns that we have regarding nursery schools, and nursery schools and the ones that you mentioned before go back to just after the war, where they were put in very specific places around the cities to really support families in all aspects of life, and so they often sit in areas of deprivation. You know, it's not necessarily the case all the time, but they are manned up by qualified teachers who are, some of them have worked in primary schools and then decided to go down to and work in early years, but we are qualified, and I'm a qualified teacher as well as head. So our funding is slightly higher than you would find in a daycare nursery, for example, or a private nursery or a play group. So it's a slight... It's a different scenario that we are faced with, really.
Right. So what's happening in terms of the funding? Why is the money going to be taken away or reduced?
Well, we don't know. We are trying to kind of alert the government, really, to the fact that we are a specialist provision, and that's kind of our argument. So in September, where there was a consultation from the government that wanted to change the funding for all early years provision. And basically what it means for us is that we will no longer be able to get any funding from the local authority who is actually supporting us, you know, now, because that's that, you know, the Cambridgeshire County Council have made a really nice and good decision to support nursery schools, because we have got this specialist teachers that are working. But actually, in the new proposal that the government is giving, they are not able to do that anymore.
So the County Council has no say in the matter whatsoever. They're told by central government what they'll do, and no more money for these people.
And so this is going to affect 400 nursery schools across the country. So we're not an isolated case here in Cambridgeshire. And what we're kind of saying, and I suppose what we're saying from the point of view of us, is it makes no sense that really to cut the funding on what is the best schools. You know, it's kind of, you know, if somebody was like saying, well, we're going to close the best schools, you know, the best primary schools or the best secondary schools by not giving them the funding, you know, everybody would be shaking their head in disbelief and going, well, hang on, what's going on?
It's interesting. We hear in the news quite often, particularly recently, debate about grammar schools, for example, the older children end of the age range. It seems to be that people don't seem to care or whatever it is. The younger child provision really doesn't seem to get in the headlines as much as grammar schools.
No, I mean, I think one of the things that is so important to understand is that since Children's Centre and back in the day we had Sure Start Centres as well, is that actually a lot of research now is saying that what happens within the first 4 years of a child's life really determines the outcomes long term. So what you kind of end up doing later on is trying to rectify the early childhood experiences. And so for us, it really doesn't make financial sense, really, above anything, to kind of start cutting where a child is laying all their foundations for their future. You could actually save an awful lot of money by putting a lot of money into early years, generally, because we would have children that were, you know, who thought themselves as good learners, who were kind of, you know, who could be, who were able to access the curriculum by the time they get to school.
Mm.
But actually, what we end up doing is doing things at the other end, and when it's often is actually quite late on in the child's educational journey, and it's cost a lot more money to do it at that point.
Are you saying that there's the danger here that schools like the Fields and the others who are joining with you tomorrow, that they might close?
It's a real danger for us, you know, and I think it, and like I said, it's important to kind of to stress that this is not something that, you know, Cambridgeshire County Council is doing, or, you know, it's not anything about, it is a national issue. But the real danger that we have is that actually the money that we get is simply not going to be able to pay for the salaries of the teachers that are currently in our setting.
Mm.
It's not going to be paid for our really, really excellently qualified staff in terms of nursery nurses.
So what does that mean? Larger class sizes, for example? Is that the sort of thing that you might have to do?
Yeah, we've already gone down that route, really, too. And we're kind of just, we're all hanging on desperately, really, you know. So we have had years and years where we've had to cut back. And this is almost the kind of the nail in the, you know, the
proverbial coffin,
in the proverbial coffin, yeah.
Mm.
And so this is why, I mean, we've got an online petition, you know, that, and we've set up a website so people can go and read about the issues. But it's really, really important that we get as many people signing up to our petition so that we can get it debated in the House of Parliament. And that's what we're really driving.
And is this a national petition or one that you've organised locally? Yep.
No, this is we organise this locally for the 6 nursery schools in question, but we are driving this across the country, really. You know, so we've had in 5 days, we've got more than 4,000 signatures online. We want to get it up above 10,000, so at least we need to get a reply from the government to say what they're going to do about this.
I'll give you a chance to let people know what the web address is for that in a moment, just a chance for people to grab a pen if they need to. But I'm wondering what you're looking for tomorrow. You're having the protest at your school, not just the nursery school, of course, at the Fields. I know you're joining together with some other local schools. Do you want people to come along there as well, parents, or who are you looking for?
Yeah, I mean, what we're doing, it's not as much, it is a protest, but it's also a little bit of a happening, really. You know, so what we're doing is we're making hats, because that is what we do in early years, you know, where we do a lot of learning through play.
And making hats sounds good to me, yeah.
Yes, and really what we're kind of just saying to people, come along and sign up the petition, have a look in our nursery if they need to, you know, if they want to. I mean, there are lots and lots of families and out there who probably have been to a nursery school themselves and actually have benefited from the excellent education that they're getting. And it's really about those who've had, you know, we were Ditton Fields, you know, and now we're the Fields, but, you know, we're still here, we're still kind of ploughing away behind the scenes.
I should mention that our afternoon presenter, Matt Webb, went to the Fields many years ago. I think he's about 30 this year, so it was a while back, but he's a former pupil of yours in one way or another.
Brilliant. And that and there will be so many in our local communities that know that and I think have been in that kind of position. And for us, it's just really about go online, sign a petition, you know, go on our website and come and see us tomorrow, you know, and make a hat with us, really.
Okay, well, if people want to make a hat, I'm sure they'd be most welcome. What time did it start?
Well, we're starting really from 10 o'clock, you know, in the morning. So and then we're just here all day, you know, just having a real good, fun day at the same time as kind of alerting everybody to our cause, really.
And that petition, if people do want to go online and sign that, where do they need to head to?
Well, if they head to www.savenurseryschools.org, then on there you'll find a link to the parliamentary website where you can sign it. And it takes you literally 5 seconds.
Okay.
Absolutely, well, no time.
That's very good. Well, we'll try and make a note of that a little bit later on and pop on our social media as well for those who might be interested in that. Ricky, thank you very much for joining us. Hope it all goes well for you tomorrow.
Thank you.
But pleasure. That's Ricky Waldo. She is the head of the Fields Nursery School, having that protest during the day tomorrow because of proposed cuts to nursery services. It's 5:42.